A psychedelic loft on Boston's waterfront, late 1960s.
We had a lot of money. We had our own dedicated computers, analog and digital. We had all sorts of equipment, whatever we wanted. We had
a mysterious sponsor, a looming deadline, and a bunch of nerds dreaming of a different AI.
They were wanting a different world from what the hippies wanted. They were wanting a whole new industrial cybernetic civilization.
Well, I'm the project manager for the Environmental Ecology Lab. The what? I'd say, well, it's an experimental lab. It's a cybernetic lab. It's a what?
Then a startup, a hippie startup, a place in the woods where closing was optional, but play wasn't. Their nerd dream is still alive.
They were the least likely people in the world to run a functional business.
And he gave his talk to the people in the boardroom from the chair on the conference room table, moving around.
Underneath it all, a seizing rebellion.
Money was so powerful, and people were so stuck. And I was getting so stuck.
His rebellion, a passionate fight for that original dream.
Oh, he became a wild man.
But will his rebellion also be that dream's ultimate downfall?
I can't think of a worse place to start tripping than a military base, but that's what he did.
I do remember going to the laundromat with him once, and he was wanting to take his clothes off and wash them.
A life like no other. A psychiatrist, a hippie, a Maoist, the original cheerleader for smart technologies. A tech guru before tech gurus existed. Why and where did he disappear?
How did this guy who was pioneer in his field and in the forefront of his profession, what happened? How could he let this happen?
He was living just horrible. And I don't know how he survived.
We had to have a code because he was convinced that his phone was tapped.
All of this and more in A Sense of Rebellion, a new podcast about the weird origins of the digital revolution. Researched, written, and presented by me, Evgeny Morozov, the creator of The Santiago Boys. All episodes are out in April. Produced by Post-Utopia.
That's why we call ourselves ecologists, because we're trying to learn how we as humans are environment to the Earth.